flower bed. Mm-hmm. And the roof has got a, you know, there's a cutout place there to let the rain, et cetera, in. And then there's a concrete patio, and you're walking into the door. And when you went into the door, I built it so that it had a foyer with some of this Jefferson Davis floor stuff on it, you know, just looked like puzzle wood because I didn't like ceramic, you know.
Why do you call it Jefferson Davis?
Well, that was the name of it. I don't know. Jefferson Davis was the particular style of it, you know, the old wood put together floors, you know. And and whenever you came in, take about three steps into your right, about a 3-inch drop in the floor, and there's a living room. And it, you know, the Spanish archway, you know, and the living room, it was Egyptian white walls, you know, kind of off-white, and an off-white carpet. And then, 12, 14 feet away, there was another arch, and you stepped back up, and it was a dining room, okay? And now you could go back to the foyer and go straight on through, and you'd be in the den, where the fireplace and the TV and a black, not black, but old nasty-looking old paneling was. I said, I want paneling. It looks like you just went out here to, you know, Billy Bob Fenderbender's house and jerked wood off his barn and stuck it in my house. So, you know, that's what, if you back up against it and, you know, in your underwear and you stick a splinter in your rear. But, yeah. And then still, though, you were still away from the kitchen, see what I mean? Because then, you know, the kitchen, the cabinets came down, and on this side it was just a blank wall. It had some, you know, old Spanish design thing there and a little place where you could sit and eat, you know, and the wife could hand the stuff through. And then, but to go into the kitchen, you just kind of had to go around that little, you know, that little bar type area.
Right.
I don't mean a bar like an alcoholic bar, but I mean, you know, just a bar that you eat on. And the reason I did that was I said, okay, if somebody comes over, you know, I don't like them having to sit there and talk, you know, and sit by the table, you know, and you're right over there 3 feet away, you know, dropping a hamburger on the floor. You know, I just don't like it. I worked in a cafe, I know how it is. I fed not a lot of people, probably in my lifetime, 10 hamburgers I dropped on the floor, picked them up, threw them back, you know, on the grill and put them back on there, you know. As long as they didn't have a hair on them, they were all right, you know what I mean? Yeah. But so, you know, I did it that way. And then I said, well, one of these days, you know, when the kids that get grown, they bring people over to have a good time, you know. I said, I don't like doors either. So I fixed sliding doors so that whenever you came into the house, and if the den looked like hell, which they will sometimes, you can slide that door too, see? And it looked like the wall. And you set them down in the living room, which a lot of people back in the old days would have called a parlor because it was the fancy couch. I don't mean fancy in a sense of expensive, but, you know, the rose floral design and this kind of thing. You know, the kids don't get on it, you know. So I liked it that way. And from the other side, if you were in the den, you pull that too, it looked just like the paneling, you know. You just had a little indention there. And then I put the bedrooms back at the back. So, like I said, well, look, one of these days I get to be an old man. I don't want to hear him over here playing Rod Stewart records, you know, or whoever the star is, you know, in 1990. I don't want to hear him in there, you know, raising hell, having a big time all night. I said, I'm going to get back here, and we'll insulate this thing and scoot this room back so that I can go to sleep and I can sit in there and play records all night, you know, or whatever. And they may be flying airplanes in the floor by the time, you know, whatever they're doing, then they can do it. They won't be bugging me, you know. And so that was the reason that it was designed like it was. And you can see there that the garage, see, this is what you're looking at the front. These had those pipe-looking things hanging out. It looked like, you know, the Spanish fort, you know, the hacienda type thing. Okay, and I said, well, if we ever need to build more onto it, we can build back this way or over here and never affect the original look of the house from the front, see, because, you know, it looks like garbage when you got a house that you built onto and you have to use the same brick, but the brick had faded and this kind of stuff. So anyway, that's the reason for that. And this guy came along and said, I bet you wouldn't take $50,000 for it, would you? And I said, yeah. And so he's got it and I ain't, you know. But anyway.
Are you planning on building?
Yeah, it's something. It won't be that. I learned a lesson from that, I think. Well, I like it, and really, in a lot of cases, I wish that I was still in it. But